good evening, Zimbabwe. This is City 7 Live Talk at the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Thandekile Mhlanga. Today in our program, we'll be looking at issues concerning women, starting with COVID-19, which is impacting on every body in the country and in the world. With the Minister of Health saying as of 9 June 2021, 39,432 cases have been recorded to date since the outbreak of the virus last year, with 36,917 recoveries and 1,622 deaths.
And also, when we look at the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have actually been administered in the country, currently the Ministry of Health say that they have given the COVID-19 vaccine to 689,920 people who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And they're also saying that for them to reach herd immunity, they need to vaccinate over 10 million people in the country. And there's also been currently news that some of the vaccines are not in good supply at the moment, but we heard the Minister of Information coming out and saying that they are sourcing some vaccines that are expected to be coming in next week.
Yes, and we saw that the ministry says it received 25,000. Yes, some may say the number is less of vaccines from China yesterday. We saw that the Minister of Health is also acknowledging that cases of COVID-19 are rising again in the country, with 111 reported yesterday and also 5 deaths. And besides the COVID-19, we'll also be looking at the projects which some women are doing in the country and abroad, which assist them in their day-to-day lives, as we see that many lives have been impacted by COVID-19.
Not forgetting, Thandekile, that we'll also be looking at the demolitions currently happening in the country. And we also, right now, actually, I have the wife of Mr. Mainga Hama, who was recently let out of prison, and she is at a place where her network is not very good. So I'm quickly going to take her so we can hear her story and then come back to our main program. Makabiya mai Mainga Hama. Ehe, mo tauri sambiti anataura enyu kwamuriko kwakadi samuri. Hello? Hello, mai Mainga Hama, mkuti nswere. Hello?
Hello?
Ehe, ti taurewo sarenyu iye jene kwamuri parishin.
Naishwa jujina Mainga Hama from Glenview, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ehe. Maina yenga matinona kuti murume wenyu akabva kubva musungwa mazuva apfuura aya mukatitaura kuti makanzwa sei pamakanzwa kuti akange aregererwa kwemakore anokwana iwo 8.
Ndichitanga kunzwa news ndakaita kunge confusion chaiyo kutadza kuziva kuti ndokunyatsonzwa chaizvo chaizvo kana kuti ndakanganisa kunzwa. Shock to me.
Zvamira zvakadaro vana vakatambira sei nawi.
Musi wekutanga tichivaudza havana kundibhilivha bhikozi ndaiga kuti baba vachabuda zviri sini, saka usuni wacho wenge usasavanzi unge vasisaunzwisise kuti suni yamhama mhama vanenge vachingotinyepera kuti dhedhi vachauya dhedhi vachauya. Saka pavakangoti hoo ndikati until vazoona ndasvika navo pamba and they were surprised.
Saka zvaazvakaii zvamaisangana nazvo panguva iyo vakange vari muusungwa zvamungati matambudziko, hamungati vamwewo madzimai vane varume vavo vari muusungwa vangadzidze kubva kwamuri?
Matambudziko handinga edze kutsanangura anosanganikana navo kana munhu uine murume ari muusungwa. Society inonetsa kukugamuchira kazhinji kacho. Social life yako inochinja. Shamwari chaidzo dzaunotamba nadzo dzinenge dzatochinja. Une nzvimbo dzaunenge wakutarisirwa kuti idzi handifanenge ndiripo nekuda kwokuti iwe unenge wa single parent and vanhu vakakuona vamwe vanenge vachida kukunzwira tsitsi, vamwe ndivo vanenge vachiti akimurume akazviitirei saka mukadzi uyu arotobvuma kuti ane murume mhoni saka iwewe before kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda wanda unenge usasada kuenda dzimwe dzinotarisa kuti unge uripo semunhu wemudzimai saka uyu end up wa so selective even pashamwari
saka mukati ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa ichii panguva iyi
ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa kunyanya 1 ichechi 2 mafriends ndakaziva vanhu kutamba navo handishamwaridzana nevezera rangu vazhinji vacho but ndakanga ndachakandirera kunge ndichishamwaridzana nevanhu vechikuru vabvezera like vatinoti ana gugu vaya ivo vaindibati vaindisimbisa
aiwa mashoko makukutu uyezve ndoziva kuti nhare yenyu iri kumboenda ichidzoka saka motipa mazenya kupedzisira zvenyu kana muchikwanisa kutaura nechirungu mombotidee nechirungu tobva takuregedza henyu tozotaura nemi munguva inotevera
It's okay. My encouraging words to other fellow women, they need to be strong. They should focus on Jesus. They need to take care of their children. They should stay away from your things.
So now that your husband is back, what is the first meal that you cooked him when he got back? What did he want to eat?
Sadha. Vegetable.
Sadha and vegetable.
Yes.
Okay, were those his favorite foods before, or this is a new kind of favorite now?
His favorite food.
Okay. Now, we'll catch up with you much later on because I know your phone is not very clear at the moment, but thank you so much for your time.
You are much welcome.
Bye-bye. We were hearing this from Amai Mainge Hama, whose husband just got released from prison. So we caught up with her, but unfortunately, her line, because of WhatsApp, you know, it has challenges, but we'll try and catch up with her again next time. But I know that you have Amai Barbara Tanyaniwa, who also was saying, you know, she's running against time. So I think you can give her a chance to come into the program and also share with us some of the things, you know, that are happening to women within her party, I think.
Yes, Mav. Can you hear us, Ms. Tanyaniwa?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you miss. We had the wife of Mr. Lapt Malingaham on the show here. She was talking about her husband and how she felt when he was in prison and what she did when he came back. We see that they were released recently. Some have been united with the Mr. Malingaham has been reunited with his family, but it wasn't the same for Mr. Matsoko. What can you say about the incarceration of those two and the impact it has had on their families?
Okay, thank you so much, Sandehile. Well, firstly, I would want to air my disappointment to this government for incarcerating Alasti and Tunga for the crimes they did not commit 10 years down the line. It's very unfortunate, Sandehile, and it's very painful to rot in jail knowing that you did not commit that crime. And what the government is doing to the opposition, it's not fair. They are abusing the constitution, they are abusing their powers. We've seen they are not the only ones. They are doing it to almost everyone who is opposing them, to almost every dissent, police of dissent. We saw it to Hopewell, and they did it. Hopewell was discharged. He did not commit that crime. And back to Tunga and Last, yes, it's good for Last that they are still together with the wife. We say congratulations to this wife. She's brave, you know, it's very difficult. It's like we're just waiting for something that you don't know. Is it coming? Or is it coming alive? We know people died in jails. So I would like to say kudos to Last's wife. Not many women
can do this. And as for Tunga, it's very unfortunate, you know, I know it pained me to say it, worse, he did not even know that the wife was not there, and the relatives were saying we could not tell him why he was in jail because they feared that it was going to disturb him. And the relatives didn't know that he was going to be released, I think. So it pains. Imagine if it happened to you or to your brothers, and they needed to say you get out of jail, you are happy, I'm going home, I'm going to meet my wife, I'm going to meet my children, and you find the house is just deserted.
Yes, yeah. Yes, siyawezwa amazwi akho nje ungasiqhasela ngesiNdebele ukuthi ungathini ngokwehlela imuli yalabo kade bebotshiwe khonokho nje kule wakuthwasisa.
Uyabonga sithandekile. Okokuqala, ngifuna ukukutshengisa ukudana okukhulu kulokhu okwenzakala kulast loTunga. Lanxa ephumile, mina I'm not celebrating ngoba babengamelanga babotshwe ngoba baphuma batholakala ukuthi kabalacala. Ulast kungcono ngoba wathi efika endlini wathola umkakhe khona emlindele. Kodwa into eyenzakala kuThunga ibuhlungu sithandekile ukuthi yena enjalo ephuma ejele wayecabangela ukuthi uzathola imuli yakhe ikhona endlini. Kodwa wathola kungenjalo, umkakhe wathola kuyikuthi usele 8 months ehambile, and izihlobo zakhe zazingamtshelanga ngoba babesithi labo babesesaba ukuthi bamtshele ukuthi kungamphambanisa njengoba wayesejele. Ngakho kubuhlungu sithandekile, mina ngizwa ubuhlungu njengami kwangizwisa ubuhlungu. Yikho okwenzakalayo kuhulumende wethu lo, kafuni bantu abamphikisayo. Ulast loTunga kabazange bebulala ipolisa, and from the beginning babekhuluma ukuthi asimbulalanga. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi nabantu abamvela ku-opposition, uhulumende kafuni muntu omphikisayo. I-constitution yethu eZimbabwe kayilandelwa. Uhulumende ukhona uya-abuse i-constitution, uya-abuse ama-powers ayo. Nxa ukuthi babakusayo bazenzela umathanda, ungakhuluma kubi uyabotshwa. Njengoba sekubonile okwenzakala eShiyoni, u-ofisa lona kuthiwa usebotshiwe ukuthi ukuthethisa umnangagwa asikwazi ukuthethisa ezithini, yikho khona ukuligali. Kodwa kwamanye amazwe i-freedom of speech in the freedom of association iyavunyelwa. Sibonile eFrance upresident watshaya impama phakathi komphakathi, ukutshengisa ukuthi abantu bakhululekile lanxa kungongo. Kodwa bakusitshengisa ukuthi umuntu lwana waye-free ku-expressa, yikho ayewuzwa ngesikhathi esoneshana ukuthi ngifuna ukutshaya impama umuntu lo lanxa kungongo. Angithi but eZimbabwe konke khonokho akukho sithandekile. Uhulumende wethu kafuni umuntu amphikisayo. Ngakho kubuhlungu nje kakhulu indaba kalast ekaTunga, ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Yes, but we heard the government saying police will be executing their duties. It's up to the courts to decide what's going on, and they have no direct, you know, impact on what happens at the courts. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because in Zimbabwe there are no separation of powers. This is what we have been seeing all along. There are no separate powers. The judiciary, the legislature, and the executive, they are supposed to be three different arms of the government. But we are not seeing that. The judiciary is captured, the legislature is captured, the executive is abusing its powers. So the police, they will be acting, they are told what to do by the government, even if they know that what they are doing is wrong. But because they will be acting on orders, those people know they act on orders. Standing, if they are told to jump, they don't ask how high, they just jump. So they will be acting on orders. The judiciary will follow through its captured. So the judiciary will also be acting on orders from the executive. The executive determines everything in Zimbabwe, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes, previously we heard ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo saying that his party, ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party, has nothing to do with the harassment of opposition party members, because they had complained that they are always being, you know, arrested and jailed you know, arbitrarily. But ZANU-PF and the police, the government has dismissed those claims. We see that we have seen these days that the women's branches are campaigning for the elections. We saw that throughout the country. How are they going through with their programs? Are they being harassed, or they are now able to gather and do whatever they want without arrest on charges that they are breaching the COVID-19?
Thank you so much, Sandy. First of all, I would want to pose a question to say, do you believe what Simon Kaya says? Who doesn't know the government operates? The government is of its people. And now they are saying they got nothing to do with our Tunga and last week. They know it very well. It was a way of silencing them. And I'm happy that the two guys, when they came out, they said they are going ahead with the struggle, and they admitted that it's part of the struggle. Every struggle has got its own casualties. These are the casualties of the struggle. They are determining to go. The women, the activities that are going around in the country, very soon they are going to launch their 1 million women for Chamisa, where they are campaigning for new voters, women voters that are going to vote for MTC Alliance. And they had an activity at Ndomboshawa on the 5th, whereby they're commemorating the World Environment Day, and there were some women who were arrested, despite the fact that they had a clearance from the police. They were arrested, but later released. What does this show us? It shows us that we are still in bondage. They are hiding on COVID-19, but we know exactly what is happening. We don't want the opposition to keep.
Yes, and you said you won't be staying with us much longer. How many more minutes do you have, and what's your last word? Do you want to cheer Layona? Ngokuthi abesifazana be-MDC bayenzani ukukhankasela ukhetho njalo bazaphuma yini ngobuningi ukuzovota abesifazana?
Ye, bengisatho ukuthi khona Sandekile omama be-MDC Alliance banenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokukhankasela ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuthi bavote. Very soon bazalontsha i-program ye-1 million. Lapha bazabe campaignela ukuthi bedonse omama abatsha abangaze berejiste nabangazake bevote ukuthi bevote bavotele i-MDC Alliance. Ngakho bengisakhuluma ukuthi khona asingakhululeke eZimbabwe mhlaka 5 omama babotshwa kodwa baphinda barelizwa. Besenza i-World Environment Day eNdumboshawa, bezama ukuthi bathanyele indawo eNdumboshawa iweklin, kodwa akuzange kwenzakala. I-government icatsha nge-COVID, kodwa sibona abantu bezanu nxa kuyikuthi bayakuthana, kodwa i-COVID yakhona into esimangalisayo ukuthi i-affecta abantu be-opposition kuphela. ZANU-PF akula COVID ngoba bayakuthana eny isikhathi lanxa bebanu nganani bayabuthana, but asayisizwe kuthabula abaharasiwe kumbe babotshiwe. Ngiyabonga Sithandekile, isikhathi sami sesesedlulemangoye.
Yes, it was really
sitting. Before she goes, if she can just say something in Shona. I know she speaks Shona. Just 30 seconds about what she just said in the web.
Yeah, ungahambi ke uyeva Mrs. Tsananya ukuthi ungakhuluma nje. Konke sokukhulumile ngamafitshane ngesiShona. Yeah, ungafokhasa kubo mama laba abasese
abafuna. Ukabone zvakaitika kuna Nathunga na last tinomuone zvakaitika hurumende ine zvekuita nezvino zvakaitika izvo kuti vanongosungwa pasi vasina mhosva, asi zvinorwadza zvikuru ngezvatunga akasvika kuti mai vake aenda asingazvizivi ende hama dzake dzakatadza kuti timuudze nekuti kaitya kubva ari mujere zvinogona kukanganisa. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. 1 million nekuti vavotere MDC Alliance matsva vasada kumbovota nemasatavanyoro, asi tiri kuti pakuita izvozvo takauna government
Yes, that was Lubaba Tanyanyiwa, spokesperson for the MDC Alliance Women's Assembly National. Usesi chileke inute, gasoza azu zisikati sokuta kubege elati ngoba, kumele kukho nokunye okuphuthumayo. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi, sicubungula ke okuningi okuphathelane le-COVID-19. Lapho ke unkosazana sengafiki ke ku-COVID-19, unkosazana Tanyanyiwa ke simbonile ekhuluma kulandela ukukhuluma kukankosikazi kamnumzana Last Mayinga Hama we-MDC wababebotshiwe bahlala entolongweni okweminyaka elitshumi kodwa batholakala bengalacala abasanda ukukhululwa. Sezwa ke ukuthi umnumzana Mayinga Hama wafica ke inkosikazi wakhe labantwana bekhona bamamukela, kodwa umnumzana Thungani Raimatsokere yena wathi hayi wafica endlini sokutshaya ibhungane nje esemukile unkosikazi wakhe. Njalo babe sesaba ukumtshela esejele ukuthi hayi unkosikazi usehambile, besesaba ukuthi uzamkhathaza kakhulu khona vele ejele kuvele kuhlukuluza. Ngakho bamfihlela ke ukuthi kulesehlakalo esinjalo, besekhuluma ke lentatheli zindaba ezitshela ukuthi wamdabula umoya, kodwa kamgcone unkosikazi wakhe ngokuhamba ngoba kulukhuni wayengintombazana nje usakhulayo, kulukhuni ukuhlala engalamyeni wakhe. Yikho-ke lapha bede sisizwa bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi konke lokho kubotshwa kuphatha njani abesifazane. Nanxa-ke unkosikazi Tanyanyiwa ekhulumile ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF lohulumende we-ZANU-PF bahlukuluza abamabandla aphikisayo. Sake sizwe ibandla le-ZANU-PF, sake sizwe isikhulumeli umnumzana Simon Khamo esithi hayi bona abahlukuluzi abantu ngoba abantu bona amapholisa yiwo abeqhuba umsebenzi. Kodwa inuthi hayi nxa kungabe-MDC kuyathiwa bephula izifundiso ze-COVID-19 kodwa be-ZANU-PF abezephuli. Kodwa esake sikhulume labo lapha be-ZANU-PF sake sakhuluma lomnumzana Joseph Chume esithi labo bake bechithachithwe kumbe balelwe imvumo yokuthi behlangane-ke becubungula ukuphathelane lokwebandla kumbe lani, ngoba kuthiwa akumele beqhelelane bengasondelelani ukuze kumemetheke igcikwane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke sikhuluma ngalo-ke leli gcikwane kuthiwa selimemetheka khona elizweni, njalo izolo kodwa nje lokhu kube nabantu abedlula ikhulu 111 labulala abangu-5. Uhulumende uthi asekhuphuka amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gciwane. Sibona njalo ukuthi asebemukele umjovo we-COVID-19 sabe sedlula phela amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-689,920. Kukanti-ke wona vele bonke asebantu asebathola igciwane ke elizweni lonke selokhu laqhamukayo leli gciwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sebefika phose amachumi inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane i-39,432, kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke laba balawo abangu-36,917 sebasila, okutsho ukuthi nje badlula inkulungwane ezimbili kancinyane abalalolu hlupho. Over to you, Margaret.
Apho tsangathi kunzwa mumwe wedu Sandakile angari kutaura iye zviri kuitika panyaya 19 wanga wachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezvavari kutivo zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo patiri kuona kuti mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19 ari kuramba achikwira pari zvino, uyezve tinoona kuti guta rekwekwe pari zvino takaona gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachizivisa ivo kuti pari zvino nzvimbo yekwekwe ichaenderera mberi iri mulockdown, sezvo vari kutyira kuti pangangove paine variant iye inobva kuindia. So there we star was just giving us an update on the current COVID-19 situation in the country, not forgetting that we saw the Ministry of Health coming up and informing the public that they will continue the lockdown in Kwekwe, because as they said, the variant that is actually coming, that was detected in Kwekwe. I'll read what the Minister of Information and Publicity said. We saw the Mai Mchangwa say the cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe be extended by a further 2 weeks. This comes in the wake of the surge in positive cases in the city. The Indian variant has been detected in some of the new cases. So this information came courtesy of the Ministry of Health. This must have been their Twitter page. So apatrikona isuzwa nga zvikutaurwa anezve gurukota rekufambiswa kwemashoko. Amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura ivo vachitsinhira kuti ivo nemamwe makurukota emukabinet vakange vati ivo vapa chisungo chekuti kuvharwa kweguta rekwekwe kuenderere mberi, sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munzvimbo iyi. Uyezve vachitaura kuti denda iri iro rinobva kuIndia, yavanoti Indian variant, rakange raonekwa munzvimbo iyoyi pane avo vanga vari kubata denda iri recovid-19 imomo munzvimbo yekwekwe. Saka vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vaenderere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita kuti guta iri rekwekwe rirambe rakavharwa. Saka ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino. Uyezve tinoona kuti imwe nyaya huru iri kunetsa vazhinji inyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba. Takaona itsu guta reHarare uyezve nerechiturizwa vachiti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachiputsa dzimba idzi sezvo zvimwe zvivakwa zvisina kuvakwa panokodzera. Saka tichamboridza vhidhiyo tichiona itsu zvanga zviri kuitika kune dzimwe takaona itsuwanika kuputswa munzvimbo dzakadai sekekuiriro kuva yakura kuzvikuhare. Apo tiri kuona zvakanga zviri kuitika uyezve zvichiri kuenderera mberi, asi tinozwa kuti nyaya iyi yakwidzwa kumatare edzimhosva. Tambotaura naamai Alice Diana vanobva ivo kuvheya vekuchiturizwa Residence Trust Association vachiti ivo nyaya iyi yanga itori iyo kumatare muzuva ranhasi kuti kumiswa kwezvivakwa izvi kumbomira. Asi regai tinzwe hurukuro yakaitwa neStudio 7 navatafadzwa muguti vachitaura ivo kuti zvakamira sei. Ava ndivo mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muHarare nemunzvimbo dzakatenderedza Harare. Vakaita ivo hurukuro
nemutoro munyika muno vari kurarama nemibati yamaoko avo, kutengesa madomasi, kutengesa miriwo. Vari kurarama nokutengesa zvavanoveza, masofa, macheya nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Vanotengesa nhumbi nyange dziri sharu, asi ndo zvinogonekwa navanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurapa. KuHarare nekuchitungidza kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa nevamwe vanhu vehurumende kunotsvaga misika yavanhu. Vanodotora madomasi avanhu avari kutengesa nemiriwo yavo zvichiita kuti vanhu vabve vashaya rarama. Izvi zvinonyadzisa.
Kusei muchidaro vadzidzai? Nekuti hurumende kairi kuti haingaregedze vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vachivaka musika pose pose vamwe pedyo pedyo nemigwagwa.
Munyatsoziva kuti zvinji zvese zviri kurarama imomo mufomo waekonomi. Saka pachinhambo chekuti tisore kutirwisa vanhu vanoshaya varombo, tinofanira kuita maprogiramu okurwisa rombo.
Ende api asi?
Maprogiramu okugadzirisa panotenderwa navanhu, maprogiramu okugadzirisa kuisa sanitation infrastructure panotenderwa vanhu, uyewo vanhu varipo kunotengesa kwete nokundozva sarudzo yavo. Vanhu vanoda mabasa akabva kuno, vanhu vanoda kunoshandawo kumaindastriyose akabvako.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaseso zvezvai, asi regai tirizwe kuti
vanhu vazhinji munyika muno vari kurarama
zvizvi zviri kuitika
pana vanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurara. kuwararo na kutunduka. Kuna muruna anonzi mugusu, alikutuma mapolisa.
Aywa, odzo inde yama yavashu isha, ya tichawu za shakari, vamu kutia batinzu wakuti hivo. Varikuti chiine nye ilikuta urwa ni kuti vashinji, varikuti hivo. Avasifara, nima milu wakaita shini nyanya. Kanyaya, iyo iye kuti vanu warikuti kwa zimba. Nekuti vanu warikuti oti, iyo vane ngeva ine mapepa avo, kuti waka tenga mama nshimbo hizyo vise kuvakira. Tunzi kwa shakari, pane mumwe msangano wakaitwa iyo nezuro kunshimbo ye Norton. Uko otaka onao, kune watukila tiguruko otaka. Areje zimba, vashita ura opa msangane iwo yupa msoro, peji, vako wa shavaku, tishia vako wa kumoto, uye shiva chiki iwo vani. Abasu wani kwa vachipusirwa zimba za wale gaiti nchiko kutipa katichi.
Ewa nyo uya, vano uya vayewe, wakita wachari cha, here, shokurina zibindi hindi, hati kudairo, Jadi macam mana kamu di? Kau ni kau ni. Jurat budir, mana aku sudah kau yang akan lupa? Aku tak ada muka ngeri aku ni. Urusan semua ni wajar, boleh muka ngan. Kalau dia berjaya muka dia cuman sedang jauh. Ikarang kacauan, banyak orang kacauan dia berani. Bangang aku cuma urusan, kalau mau mau urusan, mesti kasih sama problem, esen sama problem darimu nikah.
We are hearing there from the Ministry of Housing that Daniel Garwe, he was speaking at a project that they launched yesterday in Vua, and he was saying that for that project, he's saying that he is doing it on behalf of ZANU-PF, and it looks like one of the campaigning has already started for the election. So he was explaining to those that came to that meeting in Rua yesterday that as for him, although he's a government minister, he is still a ZANU-PF member. So we have brought this up in the wake of what we're seeing, the demolitions that have been occurring in Harare and Chitungwiza, and how people have been out there, you know, saying the government should step in and do something. So we saw the Minister of Housing actually coming in and saying they are launching a housing program in Rua. They launched it yesterday, and he assured the residents there that that housing project will not be demolished. So we'll watch and see what happens. Let's start.
Yeah, well, okay, marvelous. Whilst we are still waiting for our other guests to say she will join us shortly, Deborah Mkasa, watch out for her. Sizwake lapho ukuthi kulolunye udaba njalo soluthinde kubi imondi imdeni yabantu eChitungwiza le Harare lapho abantu abadilizelwa khona impahla zabo izindlu zabo belahlekele izimpahla abanye bathi hayi lokhu phela sokufanana nomrambathwina kungani abantu bephathwa njalo abantu abayekelwe belezakhiwo zabo. Sibonile njalo ukuthi abanye udaba loluso lwakhwezwa emthethwandaba ngoba abantu besitha ulunganga ukuthi kwakhiwe. Kodwa yini i-council yalelo dolobho ithi abantu abalandelanga imithetho lapho kusakhiwa. Phela kule mithetho leyi eyama-council okuthiwa ngama-bylaws okumele abantu bayalandela, sikokuthi umuntu engakha ingqeko ngaphi lapha afuna ukwakha khona. Yilo-ke olunye udaba lolu oluhluphayo osoluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo. Yebo-ke okwakhathesi-ke silindele ukuthi unkosazana-ke Deborah Mkasa asixhase lapha kuhlelo lwethu, kodwa lokhu esingamboni lapha ngcono simtshayele-ke ucingo sizwe ukuthi yena kuhamba njani, kumbe yenelisa yini kusixhasa, kumbe ngenelisi uzasitsholele uzasitshela-ke yena ukuthi uhamba njani.
Hello.
Hello, yebo ke lapha ke sesilo nkosikazi Debra Mkasa uyenelisa yini ukungena kuhle?
Ngingenile kodwa ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, kodwa uyasizwa?
Yebo, ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, thina kodwa sikubone kodwa awuboni lutho. Ikhamera yakho i-on.
Ikhamera yami on
bengizibona. Oh, uyazibona?
Ngibona.
Hawu, kanti manje kungani singenelisi. Hayi, sithemba uzangena ke kathesi. Ungabona usungenile ke ngizalahla ucingo lwakho.
Sir, I can see her, but her camera is not on, so carry on and speak to her on the phone.
Okay, but I think so her audio can work too on the online, right? Yebo ke ungakhuluma ke nkosikazi Debra Mkasa, anti uyasizwa? No, I think I've lost her. Let me try and get back to her. I wonder what the problem could be, or she could try and log in again.
Yes, we were trying there to get Barbara Mukasa, who's actually the head of a vendors association in Bulawayo. But as you know, technology works like that. I know she's trying to log in, but we can't see her. She hopefully, will be able to communicate with her. But I can see that she's logged in, but we can't see her. But anyway, we're carrying on and just looking at some of the issues that are facing women during this COVID-19. We had there most women, especially in Chitsungiza. We had earlier on a conversation with Alice Diana Kubea of the Chitsungiza Residents Association saying that most women were really affected by this what we say is the demolitions, because most of them were actually vendors who were vending in areas that were demolished. And as she said, that they've actually taken the Chitsungiza Council to the court. So we will be trying to also hear back from her on what the outcome was of the court ruling. But this is an issue that is troubling a lot of organizations during this time of COVID. But let me bring Star up again and see if she's been able to get... My Debra, have you been able to get her?
Yebo ke ungasichazisela ukuthi khona ngapho ke edolobheni labo Bulawayo lapho ukuthi lingathi amapholisa angabe ebambe abantu ngesandla esilukhuni yini kumbe bekufanele.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Uphathe uhlelo.
Ye, uyazwakala, ungaqhubeka, uzwakala ucacile.
Indaba leyo yamakhombi ngibona ngathi amapholisa asebambe abanikazi bamakhombi izindama-drivers ezindama-towns ngesandla esibukhulu. Phambilini siye sakhuluma thina njengeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association ekhangele i-informal sector yokuthi weza ngedriver kumbe ne-cross border kumbe neyapheli uyathuma ukuthi kakube la ma-policies akhangelwayo asebenzayo eZimbabwe. Ukhanya ngathi ama-policies akhona la emthetho khona eyafakwayo kudala ngohulumende ngama-policies vele angekho free. Ama-policies lana akudala abantu ababesazibikeke kusaselabobhasha, kusaselabo-GND, kusaselabo-redway. Ama-policies lawo kakhangeli kakhulu ukuthi sesitshintshile impilo sesiphila kiyo isintshintshile, abantu babanamsebenzi, abantu badinga ukudla vele nje food on the table. Ukuthi kufuze uhulumende etshintshe ama-policies ebe yiwona lana akhangelayo health agents ukuthi yona i-government iyathola yini izuzo at the end of the day onjengo-tax, kubezokusithi labo abantu ngapha bayathola yini i-food on the table. So le ndlela ephathwe ngayo ngamapholisa mina hhayi ayingithabisanga kakhulu ukuthi bonke it takes two to dance. So lapha vele amapholisa adise ngendlela engayisizo lazi nalabo abona labo bamakhombi labo badise ngendlela engayisizo, but kuyukuthi balendlala i-government iyaphuza ukurieta ezintweni ezinjengazona lezi ukuthi kanyele ukuthi abantu bonangoba baphila njani. Nganazelela uzukho yes ofcourse ukhona, but ama-buses akhona malutshana. Isandisiyakhona ushuna vele ingaphathisi kuhle abantu, basaye usosiza nalawo ama-combis akhona. And ama-combis lawo vele ekuqaliseni ezevali ayevele ethelile evele enelungelo labo lokuthi bengene emgwaqweni bafunga ukukhunywa nje. Akuzange kube ne-concentration yokuthi hhayi
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi amapolice wona ayagcona kakhulu abachayeli bamakhombi laba laba bathi batshintshe imali ngokungekho emthethweni yibo bekade bebaqophile njalo abanye bebesithi bakhala ngokuthi kuvele kulezigebengu ezihlophileyo ezibamba abantu inkunzi khonapho edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ndingathi ngabe amapholisa gijimisa kakhulu labo yini ngoba lalaba bathi bayiphula umthetho phela abangasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni.
Ngikuthi uhlupho ukuthi kunjani i-government yethu iyakhuluma kakhulu but inga-acti. Singakhangela osiphatheleni for example bake bagijimiswa ngalesinye isikhathi but kathesi ipolisi futhi yezimali leyo ebuyileyo ukuthi abantu abasavunyelwe ukuthi bethenge nge-US dollar kumbene ngerandi ezidulu. I-rate yakhona isiphansi lokho i-rate lena e-gazetted whereas ngapha osiphathelene sebesiba baningi ufanele ukuthi uyathi ungena ku-okay utholile randi lapho ubona utholile ukuze i-US dollar bese nokugana. So i-government iyabulala enye isektha ipromote enye isektha okwakhathesi isipromotile osiphathelene and osiphathelene bangona abaningi to tell the truth. Ungalandelela impilo yabo i-history yabo uzathola ukuthi ngomama vele baphekela bona amapolisa ngomama sibele obaba ngomama sebezimuli nabamapolisa. So ufanele ukuthi vele ukusebenza kwethu eZimbabwe laphana so siya ngokuthi vele kathesi kudeshwa ipichuni bengakhona kona amapolisa sebejagethi nje awusayi right angazi nxani izabo sebetagetile imali yabo abayifunayo sebetshintsha sebesiyangena kwenye iposition okwakhathesi benganawo lokuzela sebekhuthaza osiphathelene bona laba ukuthi bebe-on the ground sibezosikhuluma ngakhona lokho okwamajoro benza khuluma ukuthi izupho kayenelisi yazi ukuthi singananzelela izupho isetirisi siyagada izupho lana sigcwalesi fake phakathi bese sikwasha njengama-potatos akusanitizwa akuyenzwani namabhasi angkhona mnazale ngabona efumudethu njengokuba khona kwathi ngokuba ihotel i-informasi ingahlalahlala kumele ifumudethu izindawo zabo but izupha zabo ngiyibona ukuthi amabhasi nankanaspreyiwe kumbele sithi singena sathole vele enomnuko omutsha ukuthi kuspreyiwe for i-covid no whatever. So angazi ukuthi vele i-government isebenza njani lazi nokuthi nxa ithageta vele ukuthi ithagetile ukuthi iyabe ifunane kahle kahle.
Kodwa bona abathengisayo kathesi amalunga yena asebenza kuhle awaphonge ukubotshwa mahlayana nje bayaziphandela
abathengisayo kwalezi nsuku ungathi kunganeno ngoba siloko sikhulumisa nje sithi kalifuni angithi ukuthi kuyi-100% baloko begijimiswa kodwa abagijimiswa yibona laba kanjani abangakabili amalungelo abangakamalicense abangenalo izindawo zokuthengisela. So seko sikhulumisana nohulumende wethu siphinde sikhulumisane labasifisaaoBulawayo sikhulumisana nokansimela ukuthi ngayiyadinga phela izindawo njengoba ngikhuluma kunje namhlanje besine-two laba besithi khansili nathi thina ama-stakeholders sibona izindawo sihamba sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena nini izindawo lezi ezinjini hhayi nembazitabo izindawo ezingentumba nesesile sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena ukuthi abantu bahlezi njani bathengisa njani. So i-city council layo layizama ukuthi i-speak up idinge izindawo ibangenise ezindaweni okwakhathesi kulokhu kukhona ikhethe noma usufikile kuyokuzelela leyo ukuthi kuyagijimiswana amapholisa e-city council okwakhathesi bawagijimiswa ukuthi bayagijimisa bagijimisa nxa bebona ukuthi vele gawubadizi but okukhona okukhona emphakathini ukudizwa kuphela. 2 weeks ago benkosekusile laphana ukubona kuthi amapholisa uzulu amavendozo sithi lapha sebebuyile kunomgodla ohamba sebebethiwa izimali begqemethile imali bebaya emgodleni bephiwa ngasese. So ukugwelegwele bukhona futhi esithi kansel ukugwelegwele bukhona nemapholiseni ukuthi nxa ningasaphiwa ngoba ukuthi babhale lapha lani isivalamlomo kukhanya vele hhayi ikhonapho kukhanya zokugijimisayo vele lokho kwamakhombi zishiwa bekucela ukuthi ngazi ukuthi igavenment iyabona ngelihle libanzi
Maybe, sir, if you can just ask her to say, tell us the same thing in Shona, because I'm not sure if she can hear me.
Thank you so much. Apotanga chukunzwa kubakuna amai bedra mkasa. Vashitaura iwo pamsoro pima mirzo akaita inyaya ye vanoita kuchikaira makombi kubulawayo sa.
Ye, ebu pota pota eni kwa inu lapa ito lope nila kubulawayo. Ngui ine ni kubwoni le yo vila msanjo kusitilike la pota pota le kansi. Ngui ino kwenye li kota nga.
Okay, mina berine kwa on the ground. But
Singapore, Singis. Last time you said the some of the vendors are now using online and other, you know, channels instead of going to the streets because of COVID-19. How is the situation now?
So far, our members for BVTA, they are working in relationship with the online supposed dealers. They are saying it's fine and it's good, although they are having other challenges of maybe data and whatever. And we have got a consortium which we have since May. Which deals with the watering or even selling the goods. Those who cook it and they are in it, they are saying it's working for now. But although they have got those minor challenges of maybe data and maybe if you get someone as a business person, maybe you are selling maybe potatoes, for example, and someone maybe in cheese or maybe in Harare, or even in Cholosho, says she or he wants those potatoes. So to get the products to go there, that's a big challenge. But so far, they are having Amakut market, which they are dealing, especially with this app of this is which we introduced. And some they are using, of course, the WhatsApp coach, which is maybe internal. What I mean with internal, I say maybe if you are in the same route, like maybe I stay in route 29 and someone in route 29 is selling a product, we can hear it, see each other, sell to each other. So that's how
businesses
are doing their businesses.
Okay, and what about the currency, the money? How is it working? We know that there's a new instrument now that is criminalizing, you know, quoting the goods in U.S. dollars. Is it workable now for the vendors to go and buy their products in bulk and sell them and obtain profit?
For now, it's not workable because the rate which the government is using is not the rate which the vendors are using to sell. You find that most of the products now, they've gone up. We were selling, for example, cooking oil, maybe $3.50. So now we are forced to get that small profit. We are forced to sell maybe $4.20 or $4.25. So the rate which is being used as a government currency, and the rate which we are, you know, negotiating with the customers down, it makes the vendors have some loss instead of profits.
Okay, over to you, Marvelous.
I work with people who are a Kubakna, a Maidegram, Tasra, for a Matambo Sugar Sangana, never not singing Samuniqua, Wapanyaya, Yatuna, Ye Rate, but also I will put me Tango as you know. Yati kwirei nekutivanhu vanenge vari kuti vakwanise kunge vachizoona kuti vangashandise marate app nekuti tinoona kuti hurumende yakasiyo vanhu vanofanira kunge vakushandisa mabank rate asi tiri panyaya yekuputsirwa kwezvivakwa takwanisa kubata muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vari kutaura ivo maonero avo ezvavari kuti zvatinoona zviri kuitika apo tinoona kuti pane dzimba dziri kuwanikwa dzichipwanywa muguta reHarare kune kuchitungisa regai tiekuti vari kuti chimiro
panguva ino yatiri hatione chiri chimiro kana chiitikidzo chakanaka nekuti chagara mukati medziaccommodation kutosvaiko sekugara chaipo zvakare aya ari kunziwa illegal section tikatarisa kuti mabasa chaiwo haasiwanika ndopakutora vabira kuti dzakawanda tingagone kunowanawo vari dzemasmoothies nezvakadaro ndinoona sekunge zvanga zvakakosha kumadzidziso kuti avava vari kuti vakuisa maillegal tuckshop kana kuti havasi kuoparidza zviri pamutemo kuti zvii zvavanofanirwa kugadzirisa kuti vagone kunoramba vachienderera mberi nemabhizinisi avo ivaya dzimwe nedzenguva hurumende haifanira kurama yakateedzera mitemo yakaiswa nguva yatanga takapambwa pfuma navarungu patanga tiri mucolonization mitemo inofanirwa kusandurwa kuti gone kunochengetedzwa zvavo zvezimbabwe kuti vagone kunozvigadzirirawo pfuma yavo takaramba mitemo kubatsiwa kana akatora kwadokta kuvarungu hazvisi kupa chimiro zvakanaka zvakare uye hazvisi kunakidza kuti Zimbabwe iri mukuzvitonga kuzere sekurwiwa kwakaitwa hondo yerusununguko dai vakanga vakagara pasi vaiedza kugadzirisa mitemo iyi iri oppressive depressive suppressive
apo aiwa tingatiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare lida masarira vesangano relide vanga vari kutaura ivo mazi avo pamusoro pekuputswa kwezvivako kwatiri kuona zvichiitwa kunyanya matakshop kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchitungiza nemuharare saka vanga vari kuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa ichidzokera kuti inonyatsotarisa kuti mitemo yacho iyi iri kutaurwa ndeipi uyezve ingagadzirisi sei nekuti panguva ino yecovid-19 nezvimwewo zvakanyanyooma kunyanya zvakaomira madzimai panyaya yekuti vawanike ivo vachiputurwa kwavanotengesera pangeve pari pamatakshop kana pane zvimwewo tanzwa zvakare muzvare Diana kuzeya vekuchitungidza residence trust vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kunzvimbo iyoyi kwakatowanikwa kuchiputwa zvivakwa zvematakshop vanotengesera nyanya madzimai nevamwewo uyezve vanhu ava vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva inoyi uyezve kutitarisa kuti nguva yecovid-19 zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka tange tiri kudzokazve tizonzwa kuti ivo vekumatare vazoti chii nekuti taona muzuva ranhasi masangano iwaya vakadai sekanzuru reHarare nechitungwiza vachiendeswa kumatare ezimhosva kuti vawanikwe vachimisa chiitiko ichi chekuramba vachiputsa zvivakwa nyanya matakishopo munzvimbo yemuHarare nemuchitungwiza aiwa so this is what's been happening we heard there Linda Masarira castigating the government saying that the government should go back to the dressing board to see what laws it is that some of these tuckshop owners were getting their tuckshop raised to the ground especially in Harare and Chitungwiza and to see how to reform these so that's what we were hearing there from Linda Masarira of LEAD. Your word there sir and we've actually got a minute left so let's just round up and come to the end of this program.
Yebo ke siyabonga mabela sapho ke bese sizwa ke unkosikazi Linda Masarira la ekhuluma efaka wakamazwi ke ngokubhidliswa kwezakhiwo zeHarare neChitungwiza ukuthi abantu basola bathi kathi yiphi imithetho ephulwayo lapho ke sizokhansi yona bona kuthiwa kwephulwa ama-bylaws kule udaba lwangikhona nje alucacanga ngoba kuningi okukhulunywa ngakho kodwa ke hhayi siyathanda ukubonga abahlonitsha bethu abasixhasileyo kulolu hlelo beselo nkosikazi Barbara Chanyanyiwa isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance kwabesifazana njalo sibe lo nkosikazi Debra Mugasa yena ke oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yebulawayo Vendors and Traders Association besichasela ke lapha kuhlelo besichasisela okuningi okuthiyineyo siyathemba ukuthi lizasijoyina njalo kuhlelo lethu ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifanayo ngolwesine mina ke endivalelisayo yimi kusithembekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha ke eWashington DC.
Thank you so much to our guest as what Star was just saying, to also add Linda Masarira who came in last minute, who also weighed in on the situation of the demolitions in Harare and Chitungwiza. And we'd also like to thank those that are live streaming with us, although you must know that this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you watch what you're watching, some of the figures we gave you regarding COVID-19 cases may have changed. I'm Marvelous Nsanganyahuye in Washington.